I'll prompt you for the first ones. Do you want to know God better? Do you really want to know God better? Do I want to know God better? This is a question we all need to answer before God. The good news is that we can know God better. This is not automatic, but it takes conscious action on our part individually. But we need to recognise it is God who is at work in us. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 and 13, we read these words, "Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation. Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you. It is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose." It is a partnership with God, but it takes effort on our part. Over the next couple of months, we are going to start a new series in our morning services based around something I was taught many years ago called the wheel illustration. Just an ordinary wheel with spokes, a centre, a rim, a wheel. Personally, I have found it very useful as a checklist to ensure my Christian walk is properly balanced. The wheel is meant to represent our own life in Christ. Just as the driving force in a wheel comes from the hub, the centre, so the driving force in our lives comes from Jesus himself. Jesus must be at the centre of our lives. Each section has a couple of short readings, which Eileen and Jane will read out to us each section. So,
Corinthians 2, the first reading is Corinthians 2, chapter 5, verse 17. "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come."
"I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me."
The starting point has to be Jesus. If we are in Jesus, we are radically changed. We are a new creation with a different outlook and focus. Everything I'm saying this morning is based on one critically important assumption. Before we can know God better, we must first of all know God personally ourselves. If we try to do these things in our own strength, we will fail. During the Two Rivers mission last year, we told anyone who would listen that it is indeed possible to know God in a personal way. All you need to do is to respond to the love of Jesus by inviting him to come into your life as Saviour and Lord, so that you can experience his love and his forgiveness deep inside your being. We gave a booklet called Knowing God Personally to that effect. If anyone here this morning feels they have not yet taken this step, or would like to know more or discuss this further, please see me after the service. But everything I now say is based on the fact that we do know God personally. The rim of the wheel represents our walking with Christ. This is where the rubber hits the road. If Jesus is at the centre of our lives, we will respond through wholehearted, day by day and night by night, obedience to Jesus, the lover of my soul.
Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
John 14, 21. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him.
In the passage that Jane just read, Jesus promises to show himself to us. This is how we get to know Jesus better, get to know God better. Our daily, attentive obedience. The spokes in the wheel are what connect the centre to the rim. The means by which our worship of Jesus is translated into a daily, genuine walking with him. These represent four spiritual disciplines which we each individually need to cultivate if we are to live a balanced, effective, fulfilled Christian life. The vertical spokes represent how we develop and maintain our personal relationship with God. The first of these is the Word.
Second book of Timothy, chapter 3, verse 16. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness.
Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful.
The Bible shows us the right way to live our lives. The Bible is the God-given source of nourishment for our spiritual lives. The Bible is a sword, a weapon to defend ourselves from spiritual attack and temptation. As a baby needs milk from its mother, so we need to feed on God's word regularly. It's vital. The second vertical spoke is prayer.
John chapter 15, verse 7. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given you.
Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Prayer is our direct hotline with God. Prayer shows our daily dependence and trust in Jesus. It is the means by which we receive God's provision, activate the promises that he gives us. So those two vertical spokes speak of relationship with God. Any relationship needs communication. We need to listen to what God says to us, and we need to tell God how we feel if we're going to build that relationship. The horizontal spokes represent our relationships with other people. The first of these is fellowship.
Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. For where two or three come together in my name, there I am with them.
Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25. And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching.
Fellowship is not just idle chit-chat over coffee with other Christians. True fellowship means Christ-centred sharing of our experience of God and our understanding of the Bible. Fellowship is praying and supporting each other. Fellowship is giving support and encouragement as appropriate. If you are not already part of one of our network groups, I would encourage you to consider going along to one as and when able. There are ones Monday night, Tuesday night, Thursday night, Wednesday morning, Monday morning, plenty to choose from. I would also encourage you to get involved in some church activity. Working with other Christians can assist our spiritual development and encourage us as we see God at work in those activities. The second horizontal spoke is witnessing.
Matthew chapter 4, verse 19. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishers of men.
Romans chapter 1, verse 16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, because it's the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile.
Witnessing is sharing our own experience of Jesus Christ and declaring God's power to save, to change lives, to unbelievers. A verse that's particularly important to me is Philemon verse 6, where Paul says, I pray that you may be active in sharing your faith so that you will have a full understanding of every good thing we have in Christ. As we share our own faith, in some strange way, it helps us to more fully understand our own life in Jesus Christ, what he has done for us. I found that personally true when I've gone on mission. It is important that each one of us individually builds and strengthens each spoke of the wheel in our own lives. Just as a wheel does not function properly if the spokes are of a different length, so must we maintain and grow these spiritual disciplines. The word, prayer, fellowship, and witnessing in a balanced way. If we miss one out or concentrate on one, it doesn't work properly. You think of a wheel that's not quite the right size, it will not work properly. Same in a Christian life, we need these disciplines in a balanced way. For example, we need to mix with both Christians and non-Christians, keep ourselves rooted in the world, and yet keep close to God. The final element of this illustration is a hidden one, the Holy Spirit.
Acts 1, verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
John 14, verses 15 to 17. If you love me, you will obey what I command, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. And verses 25 to 26. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you.
Thank you, Eileen and Jane. You're free to sit down now. They've done well, haven't they? The Holy Spirit is the power that drives the wheel round. We're the wheel, our life in Christ, but the Holy Spirit is the power that turns that wheel round. And when the wheel turns round, they don't see our prayer life, our reading of Scripture, our fellowship and our witnessing. What they see is only the centre, the hub, Jesus Christ. Hence Acts 1, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you shall receive power and you'll be my witnesses. Jesus is seen in us as we live this disciplined Christian life. So when the wheel turns, all we see is Jesus. I finish with a quote from John Stott. It is not just that we should strive to live like Jesus, but that Jesus by his Spirit should come and live in us. To have him as our example is not enough. We need him as our Saviour. It is thus through his atoning death that the penalty of our sins may be forgiven, whereas it is through his indwelling Spirit that the power of our sins may be broken. Let's take a moment now before God to reflect whether there is any particular spoke that God would want me or you to individually develop or grow further in our lives. Or maybe we need to consciously determine to put Christ back at the centre of our lives and not just be in the periphery of our lives. Are we prepared to tell God that we're prepared to put the hard yards in, do the work that he wants us to do in our relationship with him? So we say, come, Holy Spirit, and respond to him. A moment's silence.